University Radio York presents Down the Black Trail, an audio drama by James Persglove.
In 2009, a URY member by the name of Robert Marshall disappeared. A year later, his body was discovered in a local woodland called Slater Woods under mysterious circumstances. Now, 15 years later, I have discovered recordings of a documentary that Robert was producing that explored a local urban legend. Supposedly, in the woods, there is a mysterious trail that appears to you when you are alone, and that if you go down, you don't come back. This trail has been dubbed the Black Trail, after the supposed colour of its trail markers. I believe that by editing this documentary together, I can uncover the truth of Robert's disappearance, and find out what lies down the Black Trail.
Welcome back to another episode of Down the Black Trail. Now, before we begin, I have to warn some of you that this episode might hit a little bit close to home. Honestly, we were debating if we could even make this episode. In the end, we decided that if we brought some attention to this topic, then it was likely to do more good than harm. But we completely understand if maybe you want to give this episode a miss, as it relates to Ben Walker and Samantha Hall, two students at the University of York that went missing at the end of the last year, the last academic year. As I mentioned last episode, Rob had been to Slater Woods and had inquired with some of the regulars about the Black Trail, a mysterious path that randomly appears in the woods. One thing that came up in these conversations was that people had started to take the Black Trail more seriously after someone who had been looking for it mysteriously disappeared. This person was identified as a student at the University of York by the name of Ben Walker. When we got this name, we decided to do some research. Ben was a second-year environmental geography student. He went missing on the 12th of June, along with his housemate, another second-year student by the name of Samantha Hall. They were reported missing by their only other housemate, another geography student by the name of Phoebe Williams. Phoebe had returned to the house after being on a family holiday, and when she found no trace of either of her friends, she called the police to report them both missing. The police began an investigation which turned up some very, very strange details. Firstly, the house. There was no sign of a break-in or anything of the sort. All the doors and the windows were closed and locked and nothing had been taken. Equally, there was no sign that either of them had planned on leaving. Both their suitcases were still in the house and, as far as the police could tell, none of their clothes or electronics had gone with them, with the exception of both their mobile phones. The house hadn't been cleaned or tidied and there was still food in the fridge and cupboards. It was like they'd both stepped out to get milk and simply not come back. The only exception to this was that Ben's car wasn't parked outside the house, implying that wherever they had gone, they'd driven there. We'll come back to this in a second. So, naturally, the police tried to find who actually saw Ben and Samantha, Sam, last, so they could get an idea of how long they'd been missing. This ended up revealing some very strange details. Ben's family and friends hadn't heard from him in over a week, despite some of them attempting to reach out to him. On the other hand, Sam had been in regular contact with her family until the 10th of June, only a couple days before being declared missing. According to Sam's family, she had mentioned on the phone that Ben was in the house with her and that he was acting strangely. Overall, this means that, while Ben likely hadn't been missing for a full week, the only person that had any contact with him in that week was Sam, who has now also gone missing. Now, while all of this is certainly strange, it doesn't immediately stand out as being related to an urban legend about a vanishing path, other than one of the two people going missing having a passing interest in said urban legend. Now, we really don't want to risk taking an unrelated story about two very real students going missing and spinning it into some paranormal occurrence. That would be in quite poor taste. So, we were originally going to drop this particular thread. However, there was one detail that jumped out at me and told me that this really was something worth looking into. You remember how I said that Ben's car hadn't been parked in front of the house? Well, a few days after the investigation began, the police were actually able to track down Ben's car. And where did they find it? In the Slater Woods car park. Now, as we said, according to some of the Slater Woods regulars, Ben had taken a serious interest in the Black Trail before his disappearance, so now we suspect there really was some sort of connection here. And since we only had one lead, we decided to follow it. We sent their housemate Phoebe an email, asking her if she'd be willing to talk to us about Ben. To our surprise, we got a response basically immediately. Apparently, Phoebe wasn't best pleased with how the police had conducted their investigation, and had hoped that us reporting on it would force them into investigating it further. More than happy to oblige, Rob invited her down to the studio for an interview.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Would you be able to give yourself a brief introduction?
Hi, my name is Phoebe. I was good friends with Ben and Sam, and I lived with them last year.
So, before we get into the details of their disappearance, would you be able to tell us a little bit about what Ben and Sam were like?
Yeah, I can do that. Ben was a great guy. Really friendly and talkative. The sort of person that you could tell really listened to you. And he talked to anyone. No matter where we went, he just started striking up a conversation with strangers. And he was kind of eccentric. He'd do weird stuff just for the sake of having done it.
Can you give some examples?
Yeah, plenty. He once drove us about half an hour to a little farm in the country to buy fresh milk. And then he just stood there in the car park and chugged the whole thing. He used to buy weird foreign cookbooks, and he had a phase where he was really into pickling his own herring. But the thing that takes the cake, he came home from uni one time, and there on the kitchen table was a taxidermy badger that Ben had bought from some guy on the internet. I asked him why, and he said it was too good a bargain to pass up. Yeah, he was a strange guy, but a really good friend.
And what was Sam like?
Much more normal. Although, I guess anyone is next to Ben. But she was definitely the rock of the group. You know, she kept us in check. Probably the only reason me and Ben didn't fail our first year was that Sam would drag us to lectures. And she was one of the nicest people I've ever met. When my girlfriend broke up with me last year, I really wasn't taking it very well. So Sam started making us go on house woodland walks. I think she made up an excuse about it being good for our degree, but really, we all knew it was a way to get me out of the house and talking to people. She really helped me through that. They both did.
They sound like really good friends.
They were.
When I visited Slater Woods recently, some of the people I met there knew Ben and told me that he'd been interested in the Black Trail. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I think I first heard about it around late April last year. Sam had taken us on a house walk to Slater Woods. It was our first time there, and we saw there was a little store where you could buy coffee. Me and Sam decided to get one, but Ben wasn't fussed. He instead decided to go and mingle with the dog walkers, or more accurately, fuss over their dogs. Anyway, we get our coffee and go meet up with Ben. When we do, he's talking to this woman about a new trail that started appearing in the woods. According to her, over the last few weeks, people have started seeing this new black trail. Basically, everyone agreed there was something spooky about it, and so far no one had the courage to walk down it. But the strange thing was that everyone had seen it in different parts of the woods. Now obviously, me and Sam dismiss this as just some spooky story, but Ben being Ben, he obviously loved it. He made us go back to Slater Woods for our next two house walks, in the hopes of seeing the Black Trail. He only stopped inviting us because the rumours changed. Now you had to be alone if you wanted to see the trail. Obviously that didn't stop him going. It just stopped him inviting us.
Was this behaviour not a bit concerning?
Looking back, maybe it should have been. But at the time, it didn't seem that bad. It was around exam season, so we were all pretty stressed. And we were doing revision sessions together a lot. I think Ben really just wanted an excuse to get out of the house alone for a bit. And what could have been a more Ben excuse than hunting for a vanishing trail?
From what we understand, you first noticed they were both missing when you got back from holiday? Can you talk us through how that went?
Yeah, I can. I've been up to Scotland for a fortnight with my family. Nothing special. Just doing some walking in the Highlands. My family lives in Sheffield, so it wasn't much of a detour to drop me off at my house in York on the drive home. I walked in the house expecting to see Ben and Sam hanging out in the living room like usual. Obviously, they weren't there, so I tried knocking on the bedroom doors and got no response. I assumed they were just out somewhere, so I went to my bedroom and retrieved my phone so I could call them. I'd accidentally left my phone behind while I was on holiday, so it obviously died over the time I'd been gone. So I put it on charge and had a look around the house.
The report we read said that they had left the home basically as normal. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think so. I did a lot of the cleaning in the house, and since I'd been away for a couple of weeks, things started to deteriorate a little bit. The kitchen was a bit of a mess, and some of the food in the fridge had gone off. Actually, this detail stuck with me because it seemed a bit odd. Most of Sam's food was still in date or had only just expired. On the other hand, most of Ben's had gone off over a week ago and started to get pretty mouldy. But other than that, things were pretty normal.
So what made you report them missing?
Once my phone had charged a bit, I noticed that I'd received some voicemails from both Ben and Sam over the past couple of weeks. After I sat down and listened to them all, I realised something weird was going on. I tried calling them both, but each time it just went to voicemail. Then I tried calling some of our friends that were still in York at the time to see if any of them had heard from them, but none had. I got worried enough to call the police.
Can you tell us a bit about what was in these voicemails?
I can do better than that.
This is Future Dan jumping in here. As it turned out, after reporting Ben and Sam missing, Phoebe had made digital copies of her voicemail messages to give to the police, and which she was now kind enough to share with us. Now, to keep things condensed, we're going to play you all those voicemails back to back, and then go back to the interview to hear what Rob and Phoebe had to say about them. This first voicemail was received from Ben's phone at 11:22 a.m. on the 4th of June.
Hey, Phoebster, you aren't going to believe this. I actually found it.
What, you ask?
The Black Trail. I cannot believe the one time you don't answer your phone is when I find an actual magic path. I mean, I don't know for sure that it's magic, but I'm pretty sure. I was on this part of the Red Trail a few days ago, and this path definitely wasn't here. I mean, you probably know this bit of the path, actually. It's like lots of sticks and trees, and it's really flat. Well, there's loads of stick dens around anyway. It's here. It's a path. Like a proper man-made path. With, like, gravel. There's no way we could have missed something like this. I don't get the whole spooky feeling that everyone was talking about. It looks pretty... You alright over there? Give me a second. Looks like I gotta go. Give me a call back when you can.
This next voicemail was from Sam's number at 2:37 p.m. on the 4th of June. That's 3 hours after the previous voicemail.
Hey Phoebe, what's up? I was just calling to see if you'd heard from Ben recently. He called me a few hours ago saying he'd finally found the trail, and I've not heard from him since. He said he'd call me back, but he hasn't yet, and his phone's going straight to voicemail. I know this isn't exactly unusual for Ben, but it's still a little concerning. Anyway, hope you've had fun on your holiday, and call me back when you get this.
The next voicemail is again from Sam's number, almost 9 hours later, at 11:13 p.m. on the 4th of June.
Hey again. Sorry to call so much while you're on holiday. Ben's not come home yet, and it's getting late, like, worryingly late, even for him. I'm just calling anyone he might have talked to at this point, and no one seemed to have heard from him since this morning. I'm sure it's nothing, and he's just booked an impromptu flight to the Isle of Man or something. Anyway, sorry for bothering you again. Hope you're doing well, and let me know if you hear anything from Ben.
The following voicemail is again from Sam. This one is from the next morning at 9:13 a.m. on the 5th of June.
Hi again. Just thought I'd let you know there's no need to worry. I woke up this morning and Ben's car was parked in the drive. I say parked? He's done an atrocious job. It's basically diagonal. How do you even park that badly? Come on, mate! You don't think he's drove home drunk, do you? God, I hope not. Anyway, his car is positioned on the driveway and his bedroom door is closed. He must have got home pretty late, so I'm guessing he's sleeping in. I'm sure I'll get a standard crazy Ben story when he wakes up explaining where he was. Anyway, hope things are going well with you. Just wanted to let you know there's no need to worry. Bye!
The next voicemail is from 2 days later, the 7th of June, and was sent by Sam at 3:51 p.m.
Hey again! I'm going to guess from the fact that you haven't called back yet that you've either been forgetful enough to not charge your phone for 3 days or clumsy enough to drop it in a lock. I honestly wouldn't put either past you. Anyway, I'm calling because I'm worried about Ben. I don't think he's left his room once since he's got back on Thursday. At least, I've not seen him, although I've been in the library quite a bit. But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling today because he's acting really weird. I just got home and there's weird noises coming from his room. It's like... Actually, wait a sec. I'll show you. All right. I guess I'll just ask him.
Hello?
Hey, Ben. Are you doing okay?
I'm fine.
I thought I heard you saying something.
Sorry. I'll keep it down.
No, it's fine. It's not an issue. I'm just a little worried about you.
Thank you, but really, I'm fine. Just a bit tired.
Okay, if you're sure.
I'm sure.
All right. Just letting you know that if you wanted to talk, I'm here for you.
Thank you, but really, I'm fine.
Okay. Oh, you never did tell me about the Black Trail.
Yeah, it wasn't all that interesting.
No?
Just a path in the woods in the end. I'm a bit confused how it got there, but the path itself is just a path.
Where does it go?
Just a shortcut across the blue path.
Oh, that's a shame.
Is that all?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
That was kind of weird, right? He didn't seem like himself. Something must have gotten to him badly, and you won't get this over the phone, but he looked like he was in the right state. If you told me he hadn't slept since I last saw him, I'd believe you. Maybe he is just tired. Anyway, give me a call back if you get this. And if you found this phone at the bottom of a lock, can you please post it to Phoebe at... See ya.
We censored the address at the end of that last one. The next voicemail is the final one. Again, this one is from Sam and was sent 3 days after the last one, but 2 days before Phoebe would hear it, and on the 10th of June at 6:13 p.m.
Hey Phoebe, I know your phone's probably been eaten by a Highland cow and saying this won't help, but I really need you. I think Ben's having a full-on breakdown and I'm not ready to deal with it on my own. You know how I said he was acting strange last time? It's gotten so much worse. He's started coming out of his room, but I'm not sure that's a good thing, because he's just started walking, pacing at night. I'm not sure exactly how to explain it. I just know I wake up in the night and I can hear his footsteps. Sort of everywhere and anywhere. It's like he just walks around the house. I don't think he does anything. He just walks. I do see him outside his room during the day sometimes, but he's never actually doing anything. He's usually just sitting at the kitchen table, staring off into the distance, almost like he's waiting for me. I should be glad that he wants to talk to me. I know I should, but the only thing he ever wants to talk about is going for a walk. It doesn't make any sense to me. When I try and ask him about what he's doing at night, he never explains. He'll apologise, sure, but he'll never explain! I thought you were bad when you got dumped, but you were nothing compared to this. At least you showered. At least you slept. At least you told me what was wrong. This has just gotten too crazy now. I'm at the end of my rope here. I think I'm going to see if he wants to go on a walk now. Maybe if I get him outside, he'll open up to me a bit more and I can actually start to help. I know it's kind of late, but if we set off soon, we should be able to get a stroll in before sunset. I wish you were here, Phoebe. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can probably see why that prompted me to call the police.
I assume Ben's never done anything like this before.
No, absolutely not. He's always been the most consistently upbeat person I've ever known. Whatever had him shaken here must have been... I don't even know the words.
So what do you think happened afterwards?
I guess from the fact that they found Ben's car in Slater Woods, that's where they went for a walk after that voicemail. But I don't know what happened.
Do you think it had anything to do with the Black Trail?
I mean, okay, let's put it this way. I think it's ludicrous to think that they both just walked down a magical trail in the woods and then never walked off it. But I also can't think of anything else that makes sense.
All right, so it's been a little while since that interview, but now we're back in the studio for our wrap-up segment, where we're going to talk about what we've learned and what implications it has on the Black Trail being real or not. Now, I guess first thing to get out of the way is we both think that everything Phoebe said and showed us is true, right?
Yeah, I'm very much inclined to think so. Both of her friends did actually disappear, and it'd take a special kind of person to lie about something like this.
I'm completely with you there. I'll also point out that we did hear from a number of locals that Ben had frequented the woods, so that also definitely adds up. So then I guess the question is this. Is there an explanation that isn't paranormal? I mean, is there even an explanation that it is? Even if you believe the Black Trail is supernatural, that doesn't exactly wrap things up tidily.
I guess I'm the resident paranormal believer here, so I'll start. If we assume the Black Trail is paranormal, then I have a couple of theories.
Go on.
Theory number one. Ben went down the Black Trail and saw something so horrifying it traumatised him, and that's why he behaved the way he did in the recordings.
Okay, then what happened and why did he go back?
My best guess is he took Sam back to face his fears, but they ended up going down the Black Trail and not coming back.
I mean, it's possible. I have a few problems. I guess the biggest being, could someone really start acting like that just from being scared?
So my other theory answers that, but I suspect you'll like this one even less. Ben was possessed.
Possessed? Like by a demon?
Demon or ghost, maybe? I know it sounds silly, but it explains why he was behaving so weird, and it maybe explains why he took Sam back with him, to lure her onto the Black Trail.
You're right, I do like that one less.
But it does fit.
Well, yes, but that doesn't make it plausible.
All right. What have you got, then?
Yeah, I was worried you were going to ask that. All right. My first theory, the call about the path in the woods, it was just a prank, nothing more. And Ben's meltdown was just because of the stress of modern life. Ben and Sam then drove to the woods together, ditched the car to fuel the wild conspiracy theories about magic paths, and then hitchhiked away where they lived happily ever after.
You don't believe that.
No, but I would very much like to.
And your second theory?
Foul play. There's some sort of murderer or serial killer that's really good at building woodland paths. They scare Ben, or drug him maybe, and then when he comes back with his friend, they kill them both.
And that seems more plausible to you than possession?
Well, nothing seems plausible to me. I am completely stumped.
That was the third episode of Down the Black Trail, a paranormal documentary series that Robert Marshall was producing before he disappeared. I have previously talked about how Ben and Sam's bodies were discovered in Slater Woods at the same time as Robert's. However, there are some details regarding this that I have previously glossed over. Both bodies were discovered in Slater Woods on the 12th of November 2009. Both corpses were located within view of one of the wood's main footpaths. This was unusual, as the investigation revealed that neither of the bodies had been relocated after death, and there was a lot of evidence that both had been in the exact same spot in the woods the whole time. Somehow, both remains managed to go unnoticed for over a year, despite being very close to the busy footpaths. There was no cause of death, however, there were also no signs of violence or struggle, leading to the predominant theory being that they died of exhaustion while in the woods. These are all details I've already told you. What I didn't tell you is that both Ben and Sam were found with their phones, and this is where things go from strange to stranger. Digital forensics revealed a few things. Firstly, both Ben and Sam had died while still having battery on their phones. Sam's phone had last been used on the 10th of June at 6:13 to call Phoebe. She turned it off, presumably to save power, just over an hour later. This was relatively expected. What was unexpected was the details of what was on Ben's phone. Before his phone was last turned off, Ben had attempted to make a series of phone calls to his parents, friends, and 999. However, none of these calls had connected. But the strangest thing is when these calls were placed. All of these calls were attempted between 11:40 a.m. and 11:52 a.m. on June the 4th, less than 20 minutes after he called Phoebe and told her that he had found the Black Trail.
Down the Black Trail is a University Radio York production starring James Persglove as the narrator, Colin Royt as Daniel Thompson, Jonathan Cook as Robert Marshall, Charlotte Baskyfield as Phoebe Williams, Joe Brearley as Ben Walker, and Millie G as Sam Hall. Down the Black Trail was written, directed, produced and edited by James Persglove and produced by Colin Royt and Jonathan Cook.